adult beverages are poured, the kids are asleep. Welcome to New Dad Gaming, a show about fatherhood, gaming, and new fathers figuring out their gaming lives. My name is Trevor, and I have a two-year-old and another on the way.
And I'm Jeff. I have a six-year-old and a four-year-old.
So this is the two-kid only club. So Gavin didn't quite make the cut.
That we know of.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, no, the bit of a conflicting issue or a time issue. So we have just Jeff and myself for this week's episode. But probably just going to rifle through a bunch of two-kid questions because that is so close on the horizon. It's terrifying.
It's very close for you. A couple months, like, man. That's it.
Summer and that's it. And it's just, there's no going back.
Nope. Level one again. Well, level zero.
Oh. Before we get into that, just I want to relay one story. Before we go there. So I've been speaking about the regression that my son has been having.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And like, but it's taken just an entire 180 this week.
Good.
Like his software got upgraded or something. It's just entirely different. So here's how this plays out now. So before we were having a terrible time getting him to sleep, we're talking 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock, like 9:30 earliest, like,
yeah,
going in a few times. We have to go in a few times, woke up in the night, wake up early. He was just off. But, you know, during that entire time, we were working on his schedule, like just trying to be consistent. And even if it wasn't working, it's just like, there's the steps and then he goes to bed. And like, it's always the same. And then last night we're doing the usual and relatively early, call it like 8:30. Mm-hmm. And we're just sitting there reading all his books and like book after book after book, which is very I really do enjoy that time. It's great. Nothing else to get to practice like my voices.
Yeah.
Oh no, I can't go over there. So that's incredibly fun. But anyway, so we're reading all these books and all of a sudden he kind of pushes the book closed and he says like up. I'm like up, like on my shoulder. And then he says, bed. I'm like,
you beat him. Like, you beat him. Like, he gave in.
It was just complete, like, it was stunned silence. Like, I sat there looking at him for a second. I'm like, are you saying bed? Like, you want to go to bed? He's like, bed. And then he reaches up and, like, sure enough, like, it's head on the shoulder. Like kind of rock, give him like a nice little kind of a rock, and like in 2 minutes, put him into the crib and done. He's asked to go to bed. It was just like,
what were you reading? Like the encyclopedias, and you're just like, oh, forget this.
Yeah, it's the same. We have to go to the library, or I have to actually forget that. Like we have tons of books. I need to refresh what's in there because like the ones that are in his room, we've read. Been reading for like 2 weeks, so like I'm getting sick of it.
Yeah.
But, and then he did it again tonight, so it wasn't even just like this one-time fluke. Is he same order of things? Like he eventually kind of just pushes away the books and then says like up and like bed.
Yeah, keep with it, man. That's the routine now. Just bam, bam, bam.
Yeah, I'm just sitting there crying and like tears of joy. Yeah. Then after that, even before that, he was eating pasta, which. Again, like we would constantly just struggle with his eating, which is okay. Now past, like we'd still like him to eat, you know, I don't know, like a vegetable or meat perhaps, but still we'll take it. So he asked for bed. I just could rest wrap the whole episode. Like that's that's enough. That's
perfect. You're done. That's it. Walk out.
Otherwise, haven't been near a video game. Recently, no, so I have nothing to speak about. So for yourself, how have things been with fatherhood and gaming?
Pretty good. I guess in fatherhood, we had a huge garage sale over the weekend. It was community garage sale. So I have a little story about that. We decided this year to bring the kids because we thought that we could handle it. You know, they're 6 and 4. They can handle it. So we were up at 6 a.m., to get to
hold on. So set the table.
Okay.
So you think your 6 and 4-year-old can handle it.
Yeah.
And then you proceed to wake them up at 6 a.m.
Yeah. So
okay.
There you go. They're good at waking up because they get breakfast. They eat all the time. So we don't have eating issues. That's an opportunity for them to eat.
By the time you wake them up, they're already starving.
Happy as a clam. Yeah, they get to eat. This is amazing. So they have like, we have three rounds of breakfast. It's basically waffle, yogurt, and like a banana. So they have the three things. Like we get in the car. I have it all packed. We get set up at this huge like parking lot we do at Town Hall, and all these other vendors are there and people selling their stuff. Spend an hour getting ready. 8 o'clock opens up. It's pretty good weather, lots of traffic. Kids are having a good time so far. You know, granted, it's been 2 hours. My older son loves to do math. So he was taking the money, making the change. It was good. It was like a teachable moment. It was awesome. Nice. And then for some reason, like we have a lot of kid toys there, right? We're trying to get rid of the sea of plastic that is down in the basement right now. So at just one moment out of the blue, my youngest, who's four, just realized that his police car that he never played with is going to be sold. And it was just tears. And he wanted to have it. He didn't want to let it go. We try to convince him that, you know, the money might, maybe we buy a new toy or look at something else or distraction.
Bribery. Don't you like money better, son?
Yeah. Here's just money. Just take the money. But for whatever reason, he was just stuck on it. So we kind of walked him around, seeing everybody else's stuff. And in that meantime, because my wife took him out, I sold the car.
It's go, son, go.
This is this is one of those traumatic moments that he'll remember forever, I'm sure. So when he got back, it was gone. But I think with that, it was gone out of his memory. He did not understand that it was sold, I guess, like because he didn't see it. And then my oldest tries to talk. This is where the two kid thing comes in. My oldest is like, oh, hey, Elton, we sold your police. And I'm like, don't you say it. Don't you say it. You sold nothing. Don't worry about it. So he was going to taunt him. Hey, we sold your police car. And what do you think about that? And then it would have been tears again. But
just like just to get at him like it was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just to hold something over his head. Right. It was just like, I know something you don't know. So we didn't let that pass. But the rest of the day, they were good. They were up till like 9 o'clock at night. We went to the park. He had a birthday party to go to afterwards at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Did you buy the gift at the garage sale?
We should have. We totally should have. Just like, but
you know they're gonna get rid of it in like a couple of months. So just yeah. Like, got you this police car. Here you go.
Here's this police car. There's no receipt. There's no gift receipt. I'm sorry.
Got a good deal because it's scratched and yeah, already has exactly. A name written on the bottom.
Don't show it to my family. It didn't come from us.
This is from grandma, but don't worry about it. Just take it.
The batteries are dead in it. I don't know. I don't know why.
I don't know how to open it. That's my favorite with some of the books is like we have a bunch of used books and you open up the front page and it's like to my little
angel. To my grandma. Little one.
Like here is best of luck in 2007, grandma. Yeah. Yeah, all right. Well,
you know, while we're on books, one of the best book experiences we had was one of those recordable books. I don't know if you've seen those or heard those, but it's just like a nursery rhyme or a fairy tale or whatever. It could be like Frosty the Snowman, I think is one of them. And my mom, so their grandmother, recorded it, gave it to them for Christmas. They love that thing because it's her voice reading the story, right? So it's a way for them.
And they recognize it? Like, and they know that it's grandma?
Yeah. Yeah. So that's worked out well. And it runs on light, right? So you open the pages and there's like little magnetic holes or something and they read off the light. So it's just like self-reading. And it's I will warn you, it's loud. It's like
grandma's screaming.
Yeah, maybe she's just right to the mic. But we had to tape over the speaker so that it wasn't as loud as...
I feel like cotton over top of it, just to muffle grandma a little bit.
Hey kids, here's Frosty. Yeah,
it's like I love it like, if your parents had gotten a fight like right before
recording it.
Yeah, it's like, where'd you put this? You always put that in the corner. Why would you do this? So it's just like on page 6 there's this like epic parent argument like going through.
Frosty lost his magic hat. yeah, here's this magic hat. It'll cost me half.
What is this thing? What, he can't read to his own son? Oh, leave him be. They're very busy.
Or just constant, like, beer in the background. And Frosty just slowly trails off.
But boxes of wine.
Yeah. That's a good one.
So that's Ventman. I hear you on the garage sale thing, because, like, it's just so much stuff. And it's like, you would think, it's almost like you get the impression that parents, like, are constantly spoiling and buying their kids stuff. But it's like, by the time you've reached 6 months, like, it's just such a mountain of stuff that people are loading on you.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. And it just keeps coming, like, birthdays, Christmases. Sometimes we get Easter stuff.
Easter police cars?
Yeah, police, God, no. So it's just, it piles up. And when you have the first kid, they're spoiled, usually. Well, our son was spoiled. And then they feel bad for the second. So it's like uber spoiled. Because now they're he's getting hand-me-downs and all this other stuff. And you're like, yeah, he is, because there's no more space. Just leave him alone. Notice.
Great.
Shh. He doesn't. Whatever. He thinks it's for him now. That's great. He doesn't know or care. He
just put a little bow on it each time. It's a present.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So before we get into it, did you have any success gaming this week?
The only gaming I did was actually with my son. We played Skylanders, which was an old game that we bought a while ago, but we pulled it out again.
The one with the toys?
Yeah, which it is such good quality craftsmanship, the animation in it, the characters. So you put like one of those like statuettes, amiibos, whatever they're called, on the portal, and it knows, and the portal talks to you. And then it goes into the game and you see your guy there, and it's like, it's really well done. Like, it's clean graphics, everything looks well detailed, and so my kid had a blast with it. So we were doing that, and then I've played Chrono Trigger on my iPhone.
they released that one for iPhone. I didn't know that was on.
Yeah, I bought it a while ago, but I never got around to playing it, and I've never finished it as a kid. So I remember having it, I never finished it, because I think Final Fantasy whatever came out at that time. And I was just so enthralled in that series. Chrono Trigger never was finished. So now's my time.
Jeez, Jeez, that might be a good idea, because I'm going to certainly need some sort of long-form game as I'm sitting there.
Yeah, it's a good one.
For 4 or 5 hours in the middle of the night.
There's no cheats, though. There's no cheats that I've seen.
Oh. So. It'd be easier to not have cheats. With Final Fantasy... Both the Final Fantasies I played on the... Wait, which one did I play? Hold on. Nine. And I played 9 on the phone. I just didn't have the appetite to grind and level up. And
yeah.
I just wanted to like get through it. So the cheats are perfect. But I don't know if I'd need cheats for that one, because I've never been through it before.
Yeah, it's not really... Well, it's kind of grindable, but not really. Like, it sets you up for the boss fights enough.
Okay, nice. So
it's good. It's good.
Appreciate that much. So yeah, I mean, it was a heck of a day in thinking about, well, just, I think one of the greatest things my wife has done, and I think I might've mentioned it on the last show, is just, she's put a photo of our last ultrasound of our new son.
Oh yeah.
And it's this great like profile shot, and it's like very much the baby, and just seeing it is so much, it's like that's a thing. Like that's
there. Yeah.
Because with the busyness between work, but also just taking care of the current son, which feels like monumental, like it's our entire life, right? It's just like, it's incredible how much he occupies. You don't think about it. And previously, I mean, you had your own personal time. It was just the two of you. So the baby, the coming baby was just full focus. Like that's all you kind of think about, like all this little baby's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And here there's moments where like, oh yeah, there's another one. Like that. It feels like I'll go a week without even thinking about it. And then I finally get it. It's like, oh, yeah, number two. Right, that's happening soon. Huh.
Yeah. Yeah. It's different when number two comes along. But I totally feel you in that way, where it's like, hey, we have one, and one's inbound, and I kind of haven't thought about that yet until the day of. And then the day comes, and... I don't know, you do adapt. I will give you that. Like you just, it I can't imagine my life any different, or like the memories of just having one are kind of, they're not fading, but it's like I can't remember not having two running around and being pulled apart at every.
All those memories have been beaten out of my head, so I don't even miss them.
And you're kind of in the almost the exact same boat too, because you have a dog as well, which is almost like a little fur baby running around, needs its own love care, walking, pooping, all sorts of other stuff. So,
Yeah, I just doing all sorts of stuff, just causing my more havoc.
yeah.
But yeah, it's just like it's you're just not hit with it at all in the way, just like not as present as the first one,
Yeah.
which in some ways feels sad, but otherwise it just feels like survival because like this first kid is everything. Like he takes up like it's from the moment he's awake to the moment he goes to bed. It's just like that. That's your entire focus is this like little person.
Yeah.
And what's especially hard to imagine now is like dealing with him and then dealing with another one that is much more needy. That is much more. How on earth can you possibly manage this one that exists that you know about?
Yeah.
And then like another one comes in, which you've been through the infant thing and they take even further care, like it's even harder.
Yeah, so we kind of went through that same kind of scenario. So I view the first one as like the tutorial, right? It's a tutorial in a game. You're trying to
The
figure
easy
things
first
out.
level.
Yeah, well, life's not giving you instructions, but you're at least working things out. You don't know what to do. You're finding the button mapping on how to get your kid to sleep, eat, poop, whatever. When the second one comes along, I think you're just more of an expert. So you have things lined up. It's not as impactful, I will say, like, because you kind of get into that rhythm again. You know where to put the diaper genie, you know how to set up the change to. Those things kind of came back naturally because it wasn't too far out until we had our second. So that comes flooding back as a huge like memory open the gates. Oh yeah, all this stuff. But our first son was great with eating, sleeping. Like you conk out for 12 hours at a time. Like it was no pro like eventually it was no problem. Our second was very much more needy. He was crying a lot more. We did find out that I think I've mentioned before that he did have like acid reflux. So that was something that we didn't figure out for a while. But he was disrupting his sleep. He wasn't crawling when he was supposed to. All these other like milestones that was like slightly off. So he had his own little voice, his own little personality. So it was like we had to be on him a little bit more, but then you have your other one running around trying to get into things because now they can climb stuff at this point,
Yeah,
right?
it's
So
just like
you're gonna
so
be
fast and capable. It's like
you develop like a spidey sense though. It's like a dad spidey sense. Like you can feel your kid trying to like pull down something off the counter behind you when you're just dealing with number two. So you do kind of gain that sense and multitask is like people mention that on resumes, but like have two kids run around and that's multitasking. Like there's no other sense of the word. It's just you have everything going at once. And trying to
God, yeah.
balance sleep with yourself too. Like that was the hard part.
What was that?
Balancing sleep with just your own sleep. Because now you got baby number two interrupting, mommy or daddy, and then
Nice.
baby number
Sorry, can
one.
I put you on a call? Sorry, man, one second.
We might have a baby. Wonder if I can play some elevator music. You still have your headphones in? We'll see if he comes back. 1 minute, 1 second, 1 hour, 1 day. Maybe I should be quiet. One more minute. It's camp day today. Tim Hortons camp day. Sponsor a camp. Kids that can't go to camp. Now a word from our other sponsor. Canada Post. I had to buy some stamps today. Permanent. So they don't cost any money. You know, it's like a dollar to mail an envelope. This cost me like $10. This right here. It's ridiculous. Let's see what else we got here. Oh, I got my son's swimming report card. Look at that right here. It says he passed. It's not too hard to fail. It's like kindergarten for swimming. So he's in a class with other kids. You know what they do in that class? They sit in the shallow end and they kick their feet. That's all they do. Hey.
I had to take you anytime. Pause back in. Sorry, work call.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Which the nothing too dire, but something that did need to be talked about. And then the entire time I'm hearing you in my ear.
Oh, sorry.
I'm like running downstairs. I have to like take you out. I was like, I can't concentrate on both. Oh, all right. Yeah, sorry about that. Where were we?
Good.
It's good stuff happening. Talking to kids. Multitasking.
Yeah. Sleep. Get your sleep.
Okay. Yeah. So what do you mean with like that concerns me, because when we outnumbered the babies, like we were able to do this like trade-off thing, which was fantastic, yeah. Where like one sleeps and then you switch and then the other one goes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the hope and the prayer would be that current little man's sleep is going to be able to stay as steady as possible as it currently is, as in he goes to bed and he stays out for the night.
Yeah.
Because there's a bit of a possibility of us like switching back and forth. But if this new one sleeps as badly as he did, in that maybe he's going to sleep from 4 a.m. to, or like 5 a.m. until like 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
The other one's going to wake up. So like, you don't have that like,
yeah. It's like a continuous one-on-one defense.
Yeah. I
think. It's just so
I'll take the one that sleeps through the night.
You, yeah. Yes.
It's like, well, yeah. Mine's doing great. How's yours?
Yeah, how are you doing over there? I'm getting 9 hours of sleep. I don't know about you.
Oh, man.
But you will, because the first one, they can be as loud as they want. They can bang, you know, you can give them coins in a jar and they shake it and whatever, like whatever keeps them happy. When you have baby number one sleeping and baby number two wants to do that kind of stuff, you'll be a lot of,
oh, that's right,
shush,
quiet, when they get like sleeping. Shoot, that'll be like, yeah, when they turn into, I guess, like, because I even forget about that, because like the immediate thing I'm thinking of is like the first, I call it like 4 to 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
But then from, you know, 6 on,
yeah, they're a little bit more startled and stuff. So,
and you're still fighting with a 1-year-old,
yeah,
like a 1-year-old, and now a 3-year-old,
yeah,
yeah. Damn, that 1-year-old will throw off the 3.
Yeah. So if you have like parks nearby, best friend ever in the summer, you just get your oldest one out there, just out of the house while baby sleeps. Wintertime, kind of like wherever the baby can go. Higher up and kind of out of the way of the older one. I think we played with ours in the basement because it's finished. Not like a cold cellar.
New baby way upstairs. In the basement.
You wear that baby monitor as far as the range will go, and then you play with that one there. But it works out. It's fine. Like, it's not, I'm not going to scare you. I'm just saying it's different. Not like the first one.
I don't know. Just like, it feels like, you know, like we still don't have it. Like you had mentioned, like, you know, you're kind of a quote unquote expert now because like you've been through it, and I am, I guess, hoping that a lot of it floods back. But I'm just trying to think about, like, it doesn't feel like we have mastered this. You know, we're still learning.
Yeah.
How to parent.
For sure.
Just gonna have this like whirlwind to throw it, like this whole new situation to throw it all off.
Yeah, you'll never, I never feel like I'm fully in control, but I'm doing the best I can. So I think it's more, hey, I'm piloting this airplane.
Sure, it's upside down, but it's still
airborne. Still airborne, haven't crash landed yet. So you just kind of do your best, because really, it's every kid throws you a curveball in life that we had to deal with too. So
just even if you want to call it like mastery of parenting, because I think that's a pretty accepted concept that nobody is ever a master at it. You're just kind of doing your best. Nope. But even like with a lockdown of some type of schedule, and not a classic baby schedule, but just like, you know, this is our life now, and this is like, this is how we tend to like do things, and like dinner here, like weekends over here, like, you know, like having some sort of like, call it almost like more orderly. And I guess when I'm looking at the, like our scenario, trying to think about this as, okay, we have our current scenario, though not masters of it, on lock. Like we feel good about all this.
Yeah.
So now we will pile on a baby.
Right. It's just, of course. It's player two has like, entered the game. Oh.
Yeah. It's like you're handling the boss fight really well. And then like a second boss comes in that like compliments and feeds off one another.
Not even my final form, and just transforms into a new baby.
Yeah. Bad time out of this. It's been hard to reconcile. Like, and I think like that photo on the fridge has been one of the greatest things, because it's just every day I see it.
Yeah.
You know, and it feels great. Like it's really warm. Like, that's an amazing feeling, and I'm really, that really brings a lot of the excitement, like how happy it's going to be when he's here.
Yeah.
But it just also brings forth all the stuff I haven't thought through yet. And like I feel so less mentally prepared than the first one. Like the first kid came, and as scary as it all was, like I was ready to get this going. Like this one, it's like, I have not thought about this enough. Like I haven't fortified my mind.
I remember doing that with the first one. I was cleaning the, the screens in the windows, something that you don't ever really clean. Really? Like, and you might take them out, but I was like Windexing them, cleaning them down, scrubbing all the inside of the frames, 'cause they don't want like any germs in the house. That was the first child. The second child is like, you know, I should do some laundry, just, you know, get ready and stuff. And that was, we had a scheduled C-section, so we knew when the baby was going to pop. It was just a matter of preparing somewhat, of cleaning the room, so if people came over, they weren't walking through mounds of toys and clothes. So a little different. So
what was the point when, so the infant and the two-year-old for myself seems especially terrifying. Can you recall like a moment when it, and I think with my current son, like as of now, like him approaching two,
mm-hmm.
like this feels like he's chaos with legs. It's still like nuts, but it's still, I don't call it, manageable isn't the right word, but it's just like you're starting to be able to work with him. What I mean? Like he'll kind of walk on his own. Maybe you can ask him to do something. He'll start to understand and do that thing.
Yeah.
He's in his routine, which goes like really smoothly. So call it, he's more manageable almost. Like what, so what was the point for you when like it clicked for the two of them, where it's just like, okay, now we're
set. Yeah.
You've said,
I'll say, and not to scare you, but
never.
I think when my oldest son, when he was four, and my youngest was about 18 months, around there, 15, 18 months. Just because 4 years, he was completely toilet trained. He was sleeping through the night, like dry beds, everything. Could get in the car, put the buckles on himself, to the point where, you know, you just tighten it a little bit. And then that's a lot less work for you to take care of the 15, 18 month old, where you should be doing, you know, the diaper changes, the car seat stuff, all the other stuff that comes along with it. It was just that freedom opened up again. And you're like, hey, this, I remember this feeling. I did this the first time.
I don't feel so outnumbered.
We're here. And like now being 6 and 4, almost 7 and 4, it's great. Like, of course there's different challenges and we have our own, you know, hard times, but it's it's different. They're self-sustaining, and it's not like handling them at every moment, trying to feed them, because, you know, they won't live anymore if you don't shove it down their throats. It's more about stopping them from eating now and setting different rules. And
rules and discipline, and like,
no more baby gates. Like, that was like a freedom of, oh my God, I never want to see baby gate again.
Baby gates are cry.
Yeah.
just adult annoyances.
Yeah.
But although I'm always like, it's funny. It is interesting how frequently we don't put it up given our experience.
Mm-hmm.
He has great balance and great like strength, like walk himself down. And down the stairs, and otherwise he seems to respect the stairs and that he's not supposed to go near them.
Yeah.
But given the fact that we obviously had our awful scare where he went down the stairs, like you'd think I would have bolted it, but somehow like it just, it's kind of like mellowed out in that sense. And like, it's still, I catch myself being quite terrified when he starts to get close and like, we're still right on him, but baby gates, we definitely gotta.
And really, baby gates aren't, when the second comes, it's not for safety anymore. It's for containment. Like, so when you're dealing with, you know, infant baby and you have a 2-year-old run around, you want them in the same room with you, because like, you can't run out there when, you know, your wife's breastfeeding or you're with the bottle or whatever and changing the diaper. It's containment. You need them in the same, you need eyesight.
We gotta get the corral version, where it's just like the circle of like netting that keeps them in the one spot.
It's like that Rugrats cartoon where they're all in that like a little free range kind of cage, and they just had their own conversations.
Yeah, and otherwise, man, like just from the like gaming side, it's just, I don't know. This is probably it. Like, I'm just trying. I'm trying to imagine like how. Like, when on earth am I going to touch a game again after like 6 months, 8 months, a year?
Well, it could be coming up soon. I think, when my son was 3 and a little bit, I might be remembering that wrong, maybe 3.5. He was a little Mario Kart in there. At least I showed it to him, and he like liked looking at it. Gave him a fake controller.
So be like if, player 2. Like,
yeah. He gets to stay up a little bit later, you know, when baby goes to sleep. He's up a little bit until his bedtime. So you could see how that works. I don't know. Yeah, but it will be a little bit before you get back into it, I think.
Yeah. Are you angling for the VR set again?
I'm not saying anything.
Listen, I mean, you got 2 kids now. You can't. What's really key, listen, let me give you advice about the 2 kids. Never have your eyes obscured by anything. And in fact, you should probably remove anything from your house that would prevent.
You know, or, you know, give it to someone you talk to on a weekly basis. It's a great idea.
I'm not even kidding. Like, for the first couple of months, like, that might not be the worst idea. I'm trying to imagine, like, hopping in. At least 2. But it's just, you'd have to accept the joy and the heartbreak when it arrives and then it disappears again.
Yeah, you're like, oh my God, no.
Like, last times I touched it, I had turned off, like I just hadn't been turning on the TV. And it had me thinking, like, okay, what if I just brought it into my room, like the bedroom?
No, I was thinking the other way, where you have the TV running like a kid's show and you're just in the VR.
Oh, that would be. As long as, man, if you know, he's either just going to like, volleyball spike the thing off my face or B, I'm gonna go slamming him off of the couch like when I'm trying to like dodge something. Just like, there is no way that ends properly.
Maybe even consider like, maybe his like the logic isn't quite there yet, so when you put on the VR headset, he's like, where did your head go? What are you doing? And
who is this? Who is this man?
Lights staring at me. You put googly eyes in the front. Oh my God.
The lights alone, you know, like he's going to want to play with it.
Oh yeah.
Bright and probably shiny. Put the thing on, ruin his eyesight.
It's expensive.
Blind him.
Yeah. I don't know why Doc, he's cross-eyed. No idea.
Oh, so thanks for the vent session, but I think it helps give some confidence and, doesn't scare Gavin in case he ever considers it.
Yeah, no.
So Everybody, thanks so much for listening. This has been newdadgaming.com. If you'd like to reach out to us or find out more information, you can find us at our website, newdadgaming.com. We put up this podcast weekly. You can find it on iTunes, Google Play, and any other podcasting services. On that website, if you do want to reach out with a question, a show idea, anything else, we'd love to hear from you. For the podcast itself, if you can rate, subscribe, and pass along to a friend, we'd much appreciate it. And of course, especially new dads who game and at least have two kids. That's new minimum. So until next week, my name is Trevor, and I have a two-year-old and another on the way.
And I'm Jeff, maximum two kids, six-year-old and a four-year-old. Not minimum, maximum.
Maximum. Yeah. These two kids.
Maxed out.
Just keep like upping it where it's like three, four,
no.
Six.
To get a trailer truck at that point, a huge van.
Kidding it. Yeah, new dad gaming. Gaming's in quotations because
it doesn't work.
Oh, yeah. All right. Talk to you soon.
See ya.